The song says, "How great thou art." And I hope we are all in a place tonight in our lives, in our spiritual walk with the Lord, that we really, truly can see His greatness. Because I can assure you, it is there. It is all around us in everything. If we look hard enough, if you look long and hard enough and you keep yourself in a place where the Lord wants you to be, you will be able to see the Lord in every aspect, just about every aspect of life. There are evil things going on around us, but the Lord is in so much that is around us. And I thank the Lord for being that great God that He is. I ask for your prayers tonight. I'm very thankful to be here this evening. I wouldn't want to be here behind this pulpit if the Lord wasn't with us this evening. I've asked Him to be with us. I ask that you do the same. I have a little thought that I'd like to just spend a few minutes on, and that is on the topic of time. And I know that much has been said about time. Many messages have been preached about time. Many words have been spoken about time. And it is not my intent at all to try to bring something new to the table about time, or to try to see it in a different light or a different aspect. But just with the Lord's help, that we can be reminded about the importance of time and what He wants us to do with our time. So I ask again for your prayers this evening as we think about this topic for a little while. Do you ever stop and think and give thought to about how important time is to you? And maybe children don't think about it as much, but I would say most of us in here probably give a great deal of importance to time. I would think it's safe to say that almost every aspect of our life is governed by time. If you stop and think about it, we live our lives by the hands of a clock. We really do. I mean, almost every aspect of life is lived by time and engaged by time. And time directs, and time helps us navigate. We are influenced by time. I think of at the start of the day how most people get up at a certain time. If you don't get up at a certain time, maybe you just wake up. What's the first thing you do? Do you grab a phone and see what time it is? Or do you look at a clock on the wall to see what time it is? And so many things throughout your day are based on a certain time. That this has to, I eat breakfast at this time, or I have to be at work at this time, and break is at this time, or maybe I have to have one of my children here by this time, or they have to be picked up by this time, and church starts this time, and I hope the preacher gets through preaching by a certain time, because I need to eat lunch at a certain time, or I need to go to bed by a certain time. And you could go on and on and on, because everything has something to do with time. And I think it is so very easy to forget. And that's what I hope to do with the help of the Lord, that He helps us to see the importance of time. Because I think it's just easy to think of it as a clock on a wall, or some digital numbers on the face of our, on the screen of our phones, or on my watch. I can lift it up and it lights up and shows me the time any time that I want. But I want us to be reminded of how precious time is. And what is time really? That it is something so very precious through God, that God in His mercy and His love has gifted to us. That He has gifted to us that we might in order, that we might live our lives and do the most with that time that we can, to take advantage of that time. And I think it's so easy to lose that distinction. We become so used to being governed by time. Not accusing anyone, but it's easy to forget where time comes from and what time should really be used for and what time, what we should do with it. And the Lord has given us in Scripture directions on what we are to do with our time and what He would like to see from us to do with our time. I'd like to turn a passage in Ephesians 5. And this is the passage where my thought comes from. And we'll start with verse 14, Ephesians 5 and 14. It says, Wherefore he saith, and this is Paul speaking to the Ephesians, the saints there. He says, Wherefore he saith, Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. So before we really talk about time and what we should do with our time, let's look and see what verse 14 is saying, what Paul is saying. He's looking at a group of people. He's looking at a crowd of people. And he's saying, Awake thou that sleepest. If you are tired this evening, if you are tired today, those who are here and asleep, not physically asleep, maybe he was referring to that too a little bit, but asleep in your life, asleep in your heart, if you're asleep to the things that God wants to do for you in your life, wake up. Wake up. It's time to wake up. Because if you will wake up, if you will give some thought to that and become aware of the things going on around you and wake up, arise from the dead, rise out of your slumber, out of the dead places in your life, because Christ is going to do something special for you. Christ shall give thee light. He goes on to say, verse 15, See then that ye walk circumspectly, or maybe carefully, not as fools, but as the wise. So wake up. Christ wants to shed some light on your path. He wants to show you what you're going to need to do. And as Christ shows you these things, walk carefully. Walk carefully, not as fools, not as the foolish, not as all those out there that you see walking foolishly in the world. Wake up so you can see with the light that Christ is going to shine on your path. Walk carefully and wisely. In verse 16, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Redeeming the time. And that's the time that the Lord has given us. The time the Lord has given us to wake up. To wake up and look around us and see those around us and to see Christ and to behold that light that He wants to shine on our path. The time that it takes to do that is the precious time that the Lord has given us. And Paul is saying here, redeem the time. Be careful with that time. Be wise with that time. Because the days are evil. Now, one might think here, it's obvious that we are living in in evil days. We don't feel the need this evening to go through and list all the things going on in the world. It gets talked about. We see it every day around us. But it is obvious that we are living in evil days. And one might think, well, that's that crowd. That's that people doing those evil things, and I'm separate from the world, and I don't have anything to do with that. And they're over there, here I am, I'm serving the Lord, and I'm going to redeem my time, and I don't have to worry about that. But the scripture says, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Because the Lord gave us this time to live this life. And we are in this world. And whether we like it or not, we're going to be affected. We're going to be influenced by the things of this world. The devil would like nothing more than to get his hands on you and to get his claws in you, and he will use anything to his advantage. And the evil that's going on in the world to rob you of your time. The time that you are living your life in this world. I appreciate what Clark had to say about this, and he had quite a bit to say about it, but I pulled out three main points from what Clark said, and I would like to read those in three bullet points, and then, Lord help us, talk about maybe each one of those. Redeeming the time, Clark said, this could go, and this is just to help us understand, buying up those moments which others seem to throw away. Redeeming the time. Taking advantage of the time that so much of the time others just pay no regard to. Just throw it away. Just waste it. Have you ever seen someone throw time away? Disregard the importance of it? Just a carefree, do what they do, and just not give any thought to really what's going on and the time that they are giving to things. Time they are giving to evil things, to agendas, and all those things. Lord, help us that we can be challenged by that. If we see someone being foolish with their time, Lord, help us that the Lord will help us to pay attention to the time that we have and be challenged by that. But I'm thinking of someone throwing away time. I'd like to give you a real life example and real life story. Very recent days, this has happened over the last few months, leading up to pretty much now. I had a coworker several months ago. Was my company decided to hire this person, and they were trying to obtain a certain position. And to obtain this position, there's much studying. There's much reading, there's much training that has to go into building up to being able to obtain what they want to obtain, this certain position. There's lots of time spent in a room with one-on-one, and lots of dedication given to material and information, and it's a lot to absorb. It's a lot to take in. And then you do this module after module after module, and time, and you repeat, and you test, and you read, and you test, and you go over quite a range, a lot of information. And then once a certain amount of information has been read and studied and taken in, you're expected to go and test. And it's a pretty grueling test. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of time has to be put into study for that. Well, this individual went through all this in hopes that he could test and that he could, we call it qualify, that you could be ready, that you could be qualified to take that position. And this individual didn't make it. He didn't make it. And maybe I should tell you, you get three tries at doing this. If you don't make it on the third time, it's over. The company has no use for you. You're not a fit candidate for that position. Well, this individual spent all this time, 3 to 4 months, got down to his test, and he didn't make it. And my heart went out to him. He wasn't the first one that didn't make it. Many don't make it on their first try, but my heart went out to him. I knew from experience how tough it was. And I talked to him a little bit, and I said, well, you know what? You get a second try. You know what? You get to try again. So what happens on the second try, they go back, they sit down with a trainer, they sit down one-on-one. You don't get as much time as you did the first time, but you're given a few weeks. And what I noticed, I paid really close attention this second go-around, there wasn't much time and dedication really being spent, like in my opinion, this individual could have given it a little bit more than he was given it. The phone was out a lot. He was sitting at a computer screen, supposed to be looking at some stuff, and really half the time the phone was out. And in my opinion, he could have done a little more, but he did his few weeks, his little crash course. And he went to take his test again. And he didn't make it again. He failed his second try. So now it's third time. Last try. And he knows what's at stake. And this time you don't get as much time as you did the second time. And just here, just so recently, so very recent, within the last couple days, the individual come in and he's still in the process of studying and trying to get this information. And he had the phone out and he was looking at his phone and the person he was sitting with that he was supposed to be training with, he said, come here, I want to talk to you on the side. And they went in another room and I could overhear the conversation. He said, look, he goes, I know you're struggling with this. He said, but I want to help you in any way I can. He said, I really feel like you should get out this section of material and really read this and really try to prepare. Sit here where it's quiet. You have all the time you need. And come get me if you need help. I really want to see you make it. The guy walked out the room and he left the individual that was studying in there. He went back 2 times in that day. And you know what he saw? He saw that guy lean back in a chair and slept his whole day away. Slept his whole day away. And I thought, what a waste of time. He's literally throwing time away. And I wonder, does he see the urgency here? Does he really understand what's at stake? Maybe they didn't explain it well when we say after the third time, it's too late. That after the third time, we're going to have to tell you goodbye. And I thought about it. He's got a family. He's got children at home. And I thought, you're throwing time out the window. What do you tell your wife and your children? What are you thinking? And I knew from experience the urgency that should be felt. I remember my first time there it was my first go-round, and I felt the urgency and I felt the panic and I felt the importance, and I wanted him to feel that urgency and that importance. And I looked at that situation and I just, so much time. He threw his whole day away. When help was offered, when people wanted to see him succeed, and was offering to do anything he needed to do to be there, to see him make it. But he couldn't take it upon himself. He couldn't take advantage of the time that he had. And his test is coming up in a few days. And I hate to see what happens. Lord, help us to make the most of our time. To not waste the time that he gives us. I remember conversations with our boys, and it's, son, make the most of your time that you have. Think ahead. Look ahead. Look at the things that you want to obtain for. Look at the things that you want to have. And I speak to them in a literal sense, but even spiritually, look ahead at what the Lord has planned for us. Look at what we can obtain. But do you know to obtain that, to get that, we're going to have to make the most of our time now. We're going to have to plan very carefully, walk very carefully with the time that the Lord has given us. And it says, redeeming the time because the days are evil. And I find myself saying, son, that world's a tough place. There's a lot going on in that world. Now is the time. Now is when. And I'm speaking to a teenager, but I'm speaking to all of us. Now is the time when life is precious. Now is the time to take advantage and work with what the Lord has given us and give thought to it and the importance of it, and not let it just govern our lives, and not just let it help us make appointments and make deadlines, but to realize that it is something so precious that the Lord has given us, that we might fill this time with our lives and living for Him and being what He wants us to be. Clark goes on to say, steadily improving every present moment. And I thought about that scripture, I believe it was in James. What is life? Life is a vapor. I'm not quoting word for word, but life is a vapor. It's here. And then all of a sudden, it's gone. And I think about this very present time that we're in. That we steadily improve. That we steadily improve on this day. On this time that the Lord has given me. And when I go to bed tonight, and when I wake up in the morning, that present time that I purpose in my heart, the Lord has given me the time of another day. Lord, help me not to forget about the time. You know, Satan would love nothing more than to cause us to forget about the time. He would love to have us forget that the hand keeps moving and it doesn't stop. Have you ever been so engaged in something, and you looked at your watch and you said, "I need to leave in 10 minutes," but you start talking and you get caught up in conversation, and before you know it, you have forgotten all about the time that's kept going on and on. And how true is it that's what Satan wants to do to us, is to use the things of this world to distract us and cause us to forget the importance of time, to forget the importance of what the Lord wants us to do with our time. Satan wants you to do anything except redeem and to be careful and he wants to take advantage of your time. He would like us to think that we have all the time in the world. I have found it's easy to think that. It's easy to get in that frame of mind just with everyday things. I need to get this done, but you know what? There will be another day. Lord, help us to realize what redeeming the time means. Steadily improving every present moment. It makes me think of that song, "He's Still Working on Me." You know what? And we comment on that song quite often here in service. "The Lord's still working on me." And it's easy. It's easy to raise your hand to that and say, "Yeah, he's still working on me. I'm where the Lord wants me to be, and he's still working on me." But if I think about what the Lord has given me time for, and that's to live the life that he gave me, he has given me a window of time. There was a start. There's going to be an end. And in this window of time, he's given me this life to live. He's given me this soul. And in that life, improving, looking to him and improving on this life, improve, seeking him for the help to improve this heart. When I go through life when I personally feel like, "Lord, I have it figured out." No, Lord, help me to let you help me figure it out. Help me with my time. Lord, when I think I have everything in order, when I think I have everything lined out and I have my schedule lined out and I think this is what needs to be done, Lord, help me to improve on that. Help me to improve. Help me to put me aside and to get you involved in my time and to seek you for the wisdom. If and when this life that he wants me to improve upon, when this life starts to become about me and instead about Jesus, help me to redeem the time. Lord, help me to redeem the time that you have given me. And then Clark said, "Let time be your chief commodity." Let the time that the Lord has given you be the most important thing to you. Realizing what we are supposed to do with this time. Realizing how precious this time is to us. That's the time given to us to work on ourselves, to draw closer to the Lord. I find so many times in my personal prayers, I commonly say, "Lord, help everything I say and do be pleasing to you." You know, those are words that are so easily spoken and become to be spoken out of habit. And while they're true, "Lord, help everything I say and do be pleasing to you." I understand that we're not expected to walk around 24/7 or 12 hours out a day with our nose stuck in a Bible, and that we're not going to walk around all day quoting scriptures. The Lord has is very clear on what we are to do with our time, and He knows, He understands that we have lives to live and that we have things to do and that we live in a busy time. He understands all those. And I think of another scripture. It says there's a time to weep, a time to cry. I think several weep, laugh. There's a time to mourn. There's a time to dance. There's time to do all of those things. But Lord, help us. I keep saying this, but this is the point I feel like the Lord wants us to understand. Our soul and our life is the most precious thing that the Lord has given us to be in charge of, to take care of. You know, and it takes time to do that. We have many opportunities that the Lord gives us, and I think of the choices we make and how we use our time. I think of my coworker and how he missed his time. And I was challenged, Lord, the time that you give, the opportunities you give, Lord, is there more you want? Is there more you want me to do? Are there opportunities? Is there time to love? Lord, have I loved enough? When it comes time to respond, Lord, did I respond in a way? Did I redeem my time in that response? And in that conversation, Lord, with the time you gave me, did I help? Did I help enough? Was there another opportunity? Was there something else that you wanted me to do with my time than doing what I wanted to do? Was there a need that needed to be met? And Lord, was there time to pray? Let's redeem our time. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. Lord, help us to pay special attention to have a clear distinction of the time that needs to be spent in this life to accomplish things, to live our everyday life. You know, the Lord wants me to spend time with my family and my children. The Lord wants me to spend time making memories and going here and going there and going to meetings. He created this life that I could enjoy this life. He wants me to, I think of the song we just sang, How Great Thou Art, and it paints a beautiful picture of what the Lord created, and He wants me to partake in that and to see Him in that and take the time to do that and take the time to go to your job and do what's important to support your family and to make a living. Yes, we have to do all those things. But Lord, help us that we don't put those things above. That we don't give so much time to those things that we lose the real vision of what time really is. Yes, time is hands on a clock. Time is numbers on your phone. But time is something very precious the Lord has given us that we are put into, that we are a part of with our soul, with our life. Lord, help us take the time that we need. Help us to redeem the time, to be careful with our time, that we might draw closer to Him. I think about the goal. Look ahead and see. See what the Lord has for us. We know what the Lord has waiting for us if we remain faithful. But you know what? It's going to take being careful. It's going to take being aware. It's going to take putting on our blinders sometime to the things around us and not getting distracted and not letting the devil steal our time from us. It's going to take putting some things to the side and focusing more and maybe giving up some things and really praying and seeking the Lord what He wants for me out of this life. Lord, help us to redeem the time. Y'all pray for me.